Welcome back to another episode of Reading To or Reading With Ivana. More so, right now, it's reading while Ivana's asleep in the other room while I read a book. So maybe it's just reading to Evan. However, let's get into it. Ivana, hopefully you're enjoying your travel. You're out and about and... Alright, reading to Evan. Nah, I'm just playing Ivana, reading to Ivana. I can't see the book I'm trying to read. Alright, so tonight I'm going to pick one of your favorite books. One of your absolute favorites. It is, drumroll, dramatic pause. Breath in and out. It is the Harvard Business Review Project Management. I don't even know what I just said. Project Management Handbook. That's right. Harvard Business Review Project Management Handbook. Let's go. How to Launch, Lead, and Sponsor Successful Projects by the homie Antonio Nieto Rodriguez. Alright, so this is a book that I hope one day becomes one of your favorites, or just a book that you can use as part of your toolkit in life. Whatever that may be, as long as you're happy, will be fine with me. Alright, chapter 1. Projects everywhere. From a world driven by efficiency to a world driven by change. A dramatic shift has taken place. We have left behind a century dominated by increasing efficiency, and we are living in an always changing environment and a massive proliferation of projects. This chapter explores how projects, rather than operations, are driving short-term survival and long-term value creation today and tomorrow. Organizations of all kinds are running more projects than ever before. Project management can no longer be ignored, relegated, or misunderstood. Everyone involved in projects at all levels of organizations, employees, managers, project managers, senior leaders, and CEOs must understand this shift as they select, prioritize, and execute these projects. Part of the problem I have learned in many conversations with leaders is the abstract concepts and academic language of ambidexterity. Terms like exploitation, exploration, adaptability, alignment, context, and organic systems do not resonate in executives' minds. We need simpler language that everyone can understand. In plain terms, this failure to keep up with change stems from the tension between two business dimensions. Running the organization, operations, and changing the organization, projects. Projects are everywhere. We are now in the project economy. No matter your title or role, whether it's your first day on the job or you're the CEO, if you are concerned with how your organization creates value, then project management is now your concern. All right, that concludes Reading to Ivana, Reading with Ivana, or Reading to Evan, whatever you want to call it. Hope your trip is going well. I enjoy reading to you, as always. I mean, I don't think we've missed a day, really. And if we have, don't want that to happen. If there's a few days that we missed, it's okay, but I like reading to you consistently every night, and just seeing how you're able to pick up on things that I didn't even know were in books, or just your memory is so awesome. But I love you. Hopefully your trip's going well, and look out for the next reading to Ivano.